Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambi's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambi's Purely Delicious ice cream, gelato, and sorbet made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pambi's. Purely delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I chose them not only because of their remarkable experience and success, but because they've all united by one shared goal, serving and defending our beloved nation.
President Trump praising his cabinet today while talking to reporters. He slammed Democrats for their continued obstruction of appointees to the Trump administration.
A record-long delay in confirmation and the confirmation process by the Senate Democrats, which I call the obstructionists. Maybe they'll change, but I doubt it for a while.
White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway pushing back on Democrats' claims that she's a leaker. Conway told Fox News she won't divulge confidential information. She rejected reports she recently talked with some reporters about possible tapes of conversations between President Trump and fired FBI Director James Comey. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey there, here to tell you about some of the hottest deals happening at Lowe's. For your garden, get great savings on Miracle-Gro Garden Soil, 3 for $10. And make sure you're prepared for your next backyard barbecue with a 2-pack of Kingsford Charcoal, now for just $9.88. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 6-7 through 6-14, while supplies last, U.S. only. Charcoal offer limited to 2 bags per customer. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
It's appearing the surprise result of the British election impacting the Brexit talks. Here's more.
It's suspected that this delay could mean Theresa May's government is rewriting some of its manifesto pledges after failing to reach an overall majority in the recent election. The Conservative Party is also in the process of negotiating with Northern Ireland's Democratic Unionist Party, the DUP, for support in her minority government, without which Theresa May's government will fail to have majority support in Parliament. It's likely one of the key areas being reviewed is the government's approach to Brexit, with backbenchers voicing concerns on this. Natalie Powell, London.
The Navy's newest combat ship has been commissioned. The warship USS Gabrielle Giffords was officially commissioned into service this past weekend in a ceremony in Texas attended by the former Arizona Congresswoman and her husband. Navy officials say the ship will be based in San Diego. Giffords was shot in the head during a meet and greet event in Arizona in 2011. USA Radio News.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County. Good afternoon. The weather today is going to be sunny with a high near 94. West winds around 9 miles an hour. Tonight it'll be patchy fog after 3 a.m., otherwise clear with a low around 66. Southwest winds around 6 miles per hour. Tuesday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m., patchy fog before 7 a.m., and otherwise it'll be sunny with a high near 94. Tuesday night is a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 3 a.m., and it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 67. There'll be a light north wind, and a chance of precipitation is 40%, and it could be a little higher in certain areas, etc., like always. Wednesday, there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 a.m., and then after 8 a.m. till noon, there'll be a chance of showers. And then it'll be partly sunny with a higher near 82. I'm sorry. I can't read right. Wednesday night, it'll be partly cloudy with a low around 54. Thursday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 75. Thursday night, it'll be mostly cloudy with around 56.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Hunterdon Medical Center's Hour. Compliments of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I'm your host, Larry Cartwright, and we're very privileged to have with us today Delta Sushi. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Okay, I was good. And Delta is an outpatient nutritionist.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's got a few letters after her name. I'll let her explain what they are.
Okay, thank
like
you.
RD.
What? Yeah. So I'm a registered dietitian.
Okay.
And a certified diabetes educator. So
oh,
that's
okay.
One of my specialties.
Okay.
But
we
all, you know, registered dietitians do any type of nutritional, you know, mm-hmm. concerns to all clients.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I probably asked you this the last time you were on.
Yeah, I've been here a couple of times.
But how did you get involved in all this?
Well, I've always been interested in eating healthy, and a great part to this is we also teach people a lot, you know, almost like being food teachers. So you have to work with clients. I like talking. I like being with people. And, you know, it's one of my favorite things is to teach about healthy eating. So originally, I mean, 20 years ago, I wanted to be a vet, but being a veterinarian didn't work out for me.
Okay.
So there I went off to my second, you know, choice.
Yeah. The reason I ask is because, you know, sometimes people say, oh, this happened when I was 14 and I wanted to do this ever since, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Or then there's people like me.
Okay.
I'm married, got four kids, house.
Yeah.
Mortgage payments, car payments, you know.
Yeah.
Insurance. I had to feed the kids, you know, so yeah. I had to find a job, you know. So job came along and I took it. I was there for 18 years.
Okay. But,
you know, and some people have a vision that they wanted to do certain things, mm-hmm. you know, and I just needed a job.
Sometimes it just falls right in front of you.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
You like it, right?
And, you know, I needed a job and there you go.
Yeah,
you know?
Okay, well,
and
you're good at it.
Well, I don't know about that, but.
you are.
Anyway, healthy eating.
Mm-hmm.
How come everything that is healthy, I don't particularly like?
Oh, dear. Oh, I get that question a lot. I really do.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah, I do. Daily, when I see all my clients, you know, all the stuff that I like isn't good for me, or, you know, I don't like. And it's because we have too many options now. You know, it's, and our brain has been, you know, kind of convinced to enjoy the extra sweet stuff, the extra salty stuff, when, you know, a good 50 years ago, it wouldn't have been that. You know, maybe even 20 years ago or 40 years ago, and it's, you know, it's
right.
It's been changing a lot lately, you know, but it's because all the good stuff isn't as sweet or it isn't as salty, and our brain has unfortunately gotten brainwashed to crave that stuff.
Well, it's funny because, well, obviously there's salt in just about everything we
eat.
I don't use salt.
Good.
I mean, I don't put salt. I used to, but I don't put salt mm-hmm. on anything anymore. So if it's in what is there, it's there. I mean, not much I can do about that.
Right, right.
But I don't, like I said, I don't use salt. And I used to use a lot of sugar.
Okay.
And I don't use that anymore. Okay. Well, I use it, but one cup of coffee in the morning and that's it.
That's
maybe it? One every week or so in the evening if we're out or something.
Right.
But that's the only time I use sugar other than what's in the food that we take.
Yeah.
You know.
And I think, you know, especially with salt, most of us have gotten the message, don't use salt when cooking or don't put it on the table.
Right.
But
Did
you know over 70% of the salt we get is all from hidden inside the foods?
Food. Right.
Yeah. Hidden inside. Like bread and cereal and cheese all has sodium in it.
Well, the good stuff.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, cheese. You know.
Right. Stuff that's in our pantry for over a week and still there and hasn't turned green or hasn't turned blue that has salt in it. So that it won't go bad.
Right.
Yeah.
I know that gluten.
Mm-hmm.
Would you explain what it is?
Okay. Yeah, gluten has become the hot topic, right? One of our hot topics out there right now. Gluten is a natural protein found in wheat, barley, and rye. And there's a couple of different reasons. You know, it's been talked about a lot lately. Some people are actually allergic to it. Or cannot eat it at all because they have a certain diagnosis, and others are just trying to avoid it for their own, you know, like good health reasons or maybe for weight loss reasons. So, but for some people, it's a very, very serious condition where their body cannot digest that protein. Gluten is a protein found inside of all different types of flour, any type of rye product, barley product, wheat product.
Yeah, I have a daughter-in-law.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh,
and she is like
close to your heart. That's right.
I mean, she just, there's just a lot of things she can't eat.
Right,
you know,
right.
And she has to have certain things.
Yeah.
And then, you know, my daughter and my granddaughter are vegetarians.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like when you have we're having a thing this coming Saturday to celebrate a birthday and Father's Day together.
Okay.
And my wife used to go nuts over trying to cook this for them and this for her and this for them and blah, blah, blah. I said to her, why don't you just ask them to bring something that they
potluck.
Can
eat? Potluck. Like,
you know,
make it easier.
You can make whatever you want, a steak or whatever, a roast beef or something, and then they can bring whatever they're comfortable with.
Yeah.
You know.
That's the way to do most of
the And that way it takes the, you know, all the stress off you, and that way you're not all, you know, at the end of the day. You know?
Right.
So she's taking me up on that.
She, okay.
She's learned that now.
Yeah,
so she's she's doing that now.
Good.
And it makes sense because, well, my daughter-in-law can eat certain things, but there's certain things she can't, you know, if it's got this in it, she can't eat it, if, you know, blah, 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 you know.
Yeah.
And it's like, whoa, you know.
Right. And for her situation, it's a serious one. Like,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
Diagnosis, you know, the gastroenterologist has probably, you know, been working with her, you know. But there's others that will also just try to say, oh, I'm trying to avoid gluten. Oh, why is that? Oh, just because I heard that that's the new way to lose weight. Which can be done and is absolutely fine. But it's more serious when it's like your daughter-in-law or somebody else who's, you know, gluten intolerant or they have celiac disease. That's a serious one.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, my daughter, she likes meat, but it doesn't like her.
Right. Oh, okay.
You know, so she just doesn't eat
it.
You know?
Right. Yeah.
So she's, you know, vegetarian.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, it's just...
And it's a healthy way. I mean,
For
all of this, like for vegetarian or gluten-free, as long as you balance it out, as long as you sit down, take the time to figure it out and say, what can I do here to still get every food group involved? It can be very, very healthy, probably healthier than most regular diets, you know?
And salad's always a good thing, you know?
Yeah,
They love their salads, so, you know, I like salad, too, so, you
Fruit
know.
Fruit and vegetables, you can't go wrong with
right,
those.
Exactly, you know, but... It's, well, is gluten healthy for you?
It is absolutely fine and healthy for most of us that can digest it well, you know, that don't have the gluten sensitivities or that don't have celiac disease. We've been eating it since the beginning of time. Well, I mean, we've been eating it for many, many thousands and hundreds of years. The concern might be that we're overeating it now, that our bodies are okay with eating to some, you know, some percentage of it.
Right.
But newer theories are coming out that, well, we're, you know, eating it at every meal and every snack that we eat, you know, has it somehow involved.
Right.
I think that might be what's overdoing it, that people probably had gluten sensitivities in 1801, but it wasn't such a big problem because they probably didn't eat it every day. You know, if they chose to eat oatmeal for breakfast and apples for snack and chicken and eggs, you know, during the day, their body never even had to react. There was no gluten yet, diet for that day. Only maybe when grandma made an apple pie, you know, or when grandma made pancakes, you know, would you have had an allergic reaction or an intolerance to it.
Mm-hmm.
So gluten is healthy for most of us. It's just that we have to be careful with how much we eat, and then if we are having problems, we need to meet a gastroenterologist to find, you know, figure it out.
Right. I know that, you know, people want to lose weight. Everybody's looking to lose weight, you know, and stuff like that. What do you suggest they do?
Okay. So first off, realizing there's no magic bullet.
Right.
There's no magic one special way, you know, and that's definitely finally coming out in all this, you know, these research papers and science.
Mm-hmm.
There's no one special way. Everyone's a little different, and some people need to avoid one thing or another. For some, avoiding gluten could work because that takes away a huge percentage of our junk food. No more Twinkies, no more Doritos, no more pizza, right? No more McDonald's hamburgers because all that
Well, that's right. I can do that.
Right? Because all that contains gluten. So, you know, some people have taken that route. But for general healthy weight loss, just eat less. Eat smart, eat less, and move more, right? I think, you know, the best way to put it is also, I mean, again, I could keep going. Eat slowly, right? Sit down. Don't walk around and run to the next, you know, errand. Like, some people will grab their food and go and eat while they're in the car or eat while we're working.
But
eating slow, eating less, eating more of those fruits and vegetables are all the basics that we should try to do. Eat at home instead of out on the road all the time.
Right.
So
I know that there's some doctors who have said use smaller portions.
Yeah.
And exercise.
Yeah, your doctor didn't. Isn't that all?
My doctor said that to me.
He said that to you, and it worked.
Yeah. Well, it works. Yeah. The problem is that I binge sometimes.
The brain is very powerful, right?
You know, but it does work. Mm-hmm. You know, and my wife is to smaller portions, mm-hmm. and there was a time I'd go back for seconds, and the whole plate would be a second, filled again, and that sort of thing. Which I don't anymore, but, so I go with the smaller portions, and I belong to the gym, and I go mm-hmm. to the gym, and so on and so forth. But is there, I must be different ways for different people. I mean,
absolutely. So that's why, when somebody comes to our office, or you go to any dietitian, it could be at our office, it could be in Princeton, it mm-hmm. could be in California.
Right.
The dietitian will ask you your history and find out what makes you tick, right? You know, what makes you function, and why do you crave certain things, and what do you grab, and what do you do, and individualize it, and then say, well, okay, it sounds like you need to cut back on certain things over here, and another person might need to cut back on other stuff. And I think, again, going back to the gluten topic, that one, it can be done pretty easily by just avoiding, certain types of snacks and certain types of, like pasta, it's out. You can't eat pasta because that's all it is gluten, and most people love their pasta and eat hundreds and hundreds of calories. So there it goes, weight loss starting to happen.
Yeah, but isn't it? If you have a small plate of pasta, mm-hmm. I mean, you don't have to have it every day.
No, right.
But like if you had it once every couple of weeks or something like that.
Absolutely. Once a week, as long as you say to yourself, I'm going to limit it to half a cup. Maybe if I'm a big, tall guy, I can use a whole cup. And what else is there? I think the biggest trouble we have is we want quick and convenient. We just want to make pasta, or we want to make some rice or buy something, quick, and we don't involve the rest of the food groups. So we just make spaghetti for dinner. We forgot the protein. We forgot the vegetables. We didn't forget them. We were just too lazy, maybe.
That could be.
Right? So if we were to hone in on making sure we get the vegetable and protein in, then a half a cup of pasta might not be so bad. It might actually fill me.
Well, what would you put with the half a cup of pasta, or say sausage and meatballs, or?
Oh, probably more, again, in very, very small portions, you could. Maybe, like a piece of sausage the size of my pinky, right? Or a meatball even smaller than, a meatball that's the size of a golf ball, So unless you're using really, really lean stuff, it does depend. Did your wife make the meatballs with really lean beef? Did she make it with turkey? Did she make
she makes it with lean beef.
Right. Yeah. Did she make it with the greasy stuff that's on sale,
No.
Meatballs could work with then, right? Or even taking a big piece of chicken breast and marinating it in some sort of Italian dressing and making it like a Italian chicken. And let's see. Heck, I've fed the kids leftover meatloaf. Like, here, we're having spaghetti, but I forgot to, buy a protein. Here's some leftover, meatloaf to eat with your spaghetti.
Yeah. Well, I usually have a salad with mine.
Good. Salad with it. Yeah, always have that vegetable, in there, too.
Well, I got atrial fibrillation,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and so I'm on the water, warfarin.
Yeah.
And found that they told me when I first did it, do you eat salad? And I mm-hmm. says, yeah, mm-hmm. I love salad.
Mm-hmm.
They says, okay, well, keep eating it, rather than discontinuing it.
Right.
Keep eating it, but make sure the vegetables. So I have broccoli in there.
Yeah.
I've got carrots and, that sort of thing. Tomato.
But,
things like that. But it's, so I have at least a salad a day.
Yeah.
You
have to be consistent.
I love salad. Good. Yeah, I have to be consistent. Otherwise, it doesn't work.
That's good. I'm glad they've definitely gotten better at making the right guidelines. We used to always hear the patient being told, don't eat any the green veggies. It'll mess with your levels. But that's not the take-home message. The take-home message is eat a consistent amount.
Right.
If you always eat them, don't quit.
Right.
If you never eat them,
Don't start.
Right, don't start. Or if you want to, you better talk to your doctor first.
Right.
You know, and you're going to have to get a little bit more blood work done
right.
for a couple of
right.
days or weeks until we find that new level.
Yeah, my blood work.
Oh, yeah. They bruise you up. Yeah.
This time they did, normally they don't, but this time they did.
Yeah. I'm glad you're a vegetable eater. That's important.
No,
that's
I do. You know, and I like most, a lot of vegetables, not all of them. But,
right.
you know,
right.
it's just, you know, there's certain ones I...
Right.
Carrots,
no one's
spinach,
perfect.
You know,
right. Everyone,
broccoli, that sort of thing I can eat with no problem.
Right, right.
You know, some of the corn, but,
right.
you know, some of the others are,
yeah.
you know.
What about Brussels sprouts?
I can get them down barely.
Okay. Not your barely. Favorite.
No. Now, if I have a choice, it's not happening. Yeah. But
for me, it's only onions. I probably eat every vegetable except for onions.
I can't take onions either.
Yeah, no.
My wife cooks with them. She has to make them so small
uh-huh.
that I don't see them.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, even then, I'm like, oh, yeah. darn it, they're
yeah.
in there.
Yeah. Well, if they're big, I can pick them out.
Right.
And, you know.
So me and you might have an onion sensitivity. And what's interesting, as technology moves along, they're trying to find new ways to just, you know, take your blood work
right.
or take something about you and quickly tell you, okay, Larry, you know, this is what you can't have. No onions for you because you're sensitive, you know. That's, again, not something right now happening.
See, I just don't like them.
Right.
You know.
But there's probably a reason why, right?
I don't like their taste. I think it's terrible, you know. But, you know, like people put, like my wife, she'll take a slice of onion
mm-hmm.
and put it on, you know, a hamburger.
No and way, and eat a big chunk of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I, oh,
no.
God, really? You know, stay yeah. away from me for a couple hours, you
yeah.
know,
yeah.
and gargle a lot.
Right,
you know?
Right.
But
yeah.
it's just, I don't know, you know, different strokes for different people,
absolutely.
I guess, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know? And why would someone have a gluten-free diet?
Well, if it, like we mentioned about your daughter-in-law, right? If
right.
for medical reasons, there's going to be a certain percentage. So either it's called celiac disease. Or it's, you know, or there can also be gluten sensitivity.
What is celiac disease?
Your body thinks gluten is a foreign object, and every time you eat anything with gluten, on the inside, your
mm-hmm.
gastrointestinal tract, like your
right.
intestines, are you know attacking it and attacking that gluten. So it's really messing with your gastrointestinal tract. A lot of concerns can start happening. Like you might not be absorbing any of your nutrition, even though you're drinking milk and you're eating fruits and vegetables. Your body might not be absorbing those vitamins because because you have that concern. But again, it's a very small percentage of us. You know, not many of us have it. Certain ethnic backgrounds, believe it or not, I believe it's Eastern European, like, or not just Eastern, but like Norway, Sweden, certain
right.
ethnic backgrounds have a higher tendency to have celiac disease.
Okay.
Then there's gluten sensitivity, which, you know, is becoming more and more prevalent. I think not because it's a new problem, it's just that doctors are more aware of it, you know, looking for
mm-hmm.
it.
Okay.
Which again is, you know, certain symptoms. But there's the other newest reason why people go on a gluten-free diet is to say, I've heard my neighbor lost a lot of weight, you know, after doing that. Or, you know, this is what the new book, you know, the new weight loss book says.
And that's why it's so popular
yes,
now?
Yes. That's, you know, a big thing, you know, is that it, you know, and also it could be some people just want to eat a healthy, you know, some people do strongly believe that we are eating way too much gluten, you know, that it is in every meal, every snack. Gluten's a flour. So anything
sure.
that we want to thicken,
sure.
and most herbs and spices nowadays, when you throw some sort of McCormick's or some sort of seasoning on, might have a thickener, you know, or something to make the herbs, you know, do a certain thing, or marinades,
right.
you know, so even soy sauce could have, not always, but could have gluten in it, so it's everywhere. And some people that just want to eat healthier are deciding to avoid gluten and see if that makes them feel better. Maybe, you know, try it for 2-3 months. Try it for a year and, you know, see if your body does feel better. There's nothing wrong unless,
right.
you know,
right.
you're doing it the wrong way.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
How do you get your clients? I mean,
mm-hmm.
do they call up and say, hey, I want to lose weight and or whatever?
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
How does that happen?
For in regards to gluten and weight loss
well,
or anything?
Anything
oh,
and
anything,
dietitian
yeah.
or whatever, you know.
actually, I just had the conversation with somebody else today about that. I said, well, some people just, you know, call up. Yeah, and they say, hey, I want to lose weight. And this is the phone number I got out of, you know, the internet, or my neighbor recommended this. But others, so some people call us on their own. Others are recommended by their doctor. The doctor says, alrighty, ma'am, you know, this is how much you weigh now, and I'm a bit concerned because your blood sugars might be going up or your blood pressure is going up. So here's the phone number for the you know, outpatient nutritionists.
All right, so you get a patient that's been recommended by the doctor mm-hmm. because his or her blood pressure is rising and mm-hmm. whatever. What is the procedure from then on?
They give us a call, and our front desk starts explaining it really easily, or helps them even. If they're a little bit frustrated or confused, our front desk will help. We do recommend you check with your insurance. A lot of insurances now will cover at least one visit, maybe three visits a year. If it's not covered, then it's important to know that, right?
Right.
You don't want to get a bill in the mail. So that's the first step, is checking with your insurance. But we'll give you all the right codes, you know, like a diagnosis code and a counseling code, just so that you can ask your insurance if it's covered. And then, you know, you make an appointment for hopefully a good time for you, and we sit down for an hour, sometimes even a little bit more than an hour if you have a lot of questions, and we'll help start making a plan of what you should eat for breakfast based on what you like. Now, I'm not going to force you to eat, you know, some sort of, you know, cranberries if you hate cranberries, or buffalo meat if you don't want to eat buffalo meat.
Right.
I base it on what you like.
And what is the average,
yeah,
for lack of a better word, breakfast entail? Cereal, strawberries, blueberries on,
yeah,
dried cereal,
so
or what?
What we would recommend typically is 2 to 3 food groups, right? One food group preferably could be like a fruit, because that's, again, lower calorie, higher vitamins. Another food group we'd recommend is a protein, so maybe an egg. Remember the good old days when eggs were not allowed?
Yeah.
Well, that we've, you know, kind of canned. We say, please, you know, bring those eggs back into your house. Maybe eat a little bit of cottage cheese if you know, if you're not a fan of eggs, peanut butter, some sort of protein. And then the third one, you know, can be a starch, a small amount of some sort of whole grain. It could be a very little amount of cereal. I wish there was a picture, or, you know, some sort of, you mm-hmm. know, way I could show it. Even the size of a fist is quite a lot already.
Really?
Cereal, yeah. Cereal has a lot of starch, calories, gluten, you know, many different ways to put it. So it'd be like one cup or less. It's maybe better to take like a whole grain piece of toast, or maybe even a whole English muffin.
What type of toast? Like rye bread wouldn't be good?
Rye bread's actually one of the healthier options, unless you're avoiding gluten. So rye bread would be one of my top choices and top recommendations.
Okay.
Or one of those like whole grain, whole wheat,
mm-hmm.
You know, breads.
Right.
But not if you're allergic to gluten or trying to avoid
right.
it.
Whole then grain oat or something
yeah,
like that.
Then
yeah.
you've got to do like the gluten-free bread. They now make a lot of different
Yeah, they
choices.
Do. Yeah, I see them and, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing how things have changed. I mean, I was in college back in 1990-something, right? Gluten-free foods were just the stuff on the farm then. Okay, you got to eat your oats. You got to eat your rice.
Right.
You know, you got to eat your eggs. Potatoes. You can make potato pancakes or something. But they didn't have gluten-free bread, you know, or
mm-hmm.
like not available in every shop, right, and stuff like that. It's now available everywhere.
Just out of curiosity, I've been pre-diabetic for about 20 years.
Okay.
And so somebody like myself,
mm-hmm.
If they come to you,
yeah.
all right, and
mm-hmm.
they, you know, in your organization, and they say, well, I'm like me, I'm pre-diabetic.
Yeah.
And I take a medication for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been fine for 20 years with it.
Yeah, and I want to congratulate you. That's the first thing I would do if you came to my office. I'd say, well, guess what? You're doing awesome. If you've been able to keep it in that little zone of pre-diabetes this whole time, instead of only 5 years or 5 to 8 years, and then all of a sudden make it up to the high blood sugar range, that's great. That's the first thing I would give you, is that respect and say, good job, you know, applause.
Right. And how does that work with creating a dietary system,
plan.
A meal
yeah.
plan. That
we
go,
like
lack of a better word.
Yeah. yeah. We like to call it meal plan.
That's fine, okay. A meal plan. I couldn't think of the word.
Yeah, the word diet. The diet word is just such a negative experience or negative word nowadays. Everyone thinks, oh, man, I'm going to suffer. And I'm gonna, you know. Meal planning is more like, oh, what am I going to do, you know, for myself? I would ask you, okay, how often do you go out to eat? Do you eat at home? You know, do you prefer home-cooked meals? Do you go to the freezer section of the grocery store and get a lot of convenience foods? And then, you know, we'd work with that and say, it's okay to buy freezer foods. Let's find out which ones are the best for you. Or I have some people say, I don't cook at all. I've got some retired, you know, people that just love to be on the go all the time. I'm hoping to be able to cook when I finally retire. But when they retire, they finally want to just travel, or they you know, or they're on their own and they don't want to cook just for one person.
Right.
So we make it happen and we say, okay, well, if you are going to go out to the Chinese restaurant, this is what we recommend. You know, what are the options of the healthiest things? What would you like there? You know? If they still say a bunch of egg rolls and a bunch of, you know, lo mein, I said, well, could we try something else?
Well, would it, if you got one egg roll and you only went to the Chinese place or brought it home like once every couple months?
Yeah, then you could do it.
Then you could do it,
then
right?
You could do it.
And I know, like, we like Chinese food, but we don't get it all the time.
Right.
We, you know, once every couple months,
okay,
we'll get it and bring it home.
Mm-hmm.
But when we bring it home, we'll get like three meals out of it.
Good. Oh, wonderful.
You know, a piece, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just the way it is. You know, we'll get three meals out of
right.
it.
Right. So you're following your doctor's orders. Small portions,
small
right?
portions,
that's
right.
It.
Right.
Yeah. So that's a great way to, you know, to do it, saying, okay, it's going to last. And some people, I've had people that actually freeze the rest of it because they don't want to eat it 3 days in a row. And they
well,
can't
that's my
wait.
Wife. She'll freeze it.
Right.
You know.
She'll freeze the rest of it
right.
and then reheat it later.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Just being careful not to fall into that zone. Well, I only have Chinese once a month, and then I only have, you know, lasagna from the Italian restaurant once a month. And then as you add it all up, every day of the week is still once a month, but, you know,
right.
we only go to that Mexican restaurant once a month, but the other Mexican restaurant the other once a month, right?
Well, we don't go out, I should say, I don't know, not often.
Mm-hmm.
I like going out to restaurants.
Right.
But only certain ones.
Right, okay.
I'm not big on Mexican restaurants, mm-hmm. not big on Spanish food, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Not that, you know, there's anything wrong with you.
No.
Like it, that's fine.
Yeah.
I just don't like it,
yeah.
you know. But I do like going out to the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And when we go to a restaurant, I get at least two meals out of it.
Good.
One at the restaurant and one half of it I bring home, you know.
Great, great.
And so it's like, you know.
Mm-hmm. So then let's use that as an example. So if you came in and you were sharing that with me, like we don't go out that much, then most of our session wouldn't focus in on dining out because that's not your trigger. You know, that's not where the
right.
challenge is. If maybe you share with me, let's pretend, we're just pretending everyone,
right.
you know, oh, but I, you know, I stay up late at night and I watch, you know, old movies or I go on computer all night and I eat, you know, a whole box of Cheez-Its. Or I sit there and eat, you know, a whole container of nuts, then we would work on that because that's where your extra calories are coming in.
Right.
You know, so we'd find that problem area. I've met people who almost their whole day is good, and there's just like that 1 hour on a daily basis at lunchtime or evening. You know, there's always a spot that we can find.
Ice cream.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That could only take 20 minutes, not an hour, right? Yep, yep.
Well, we've taken to small ice cream cones.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't put a lot in the cone because it's small.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Good thinking.
That's my wife, you know.
Yeah, that's good.
Me, I'd eat three of them, but, you know,
yeah.
I do only do one, and, you know, with the small cone, you know.
Good.
But, you know, it's just.
So it's
and not every night, you know.
Right.
It's.
teamwork, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's great. That's the economical way to do the portion controlling. You could also, you know, buy the little ice cream bars and the ice cream sandwiches, all that are pre-wrapped. But I like your wife's idea. It's much more economical to buy the cone and buy right. the ice cream and make it yourself.
And she only buys the ice cream if it's on sale. So,
yeah, exactly. You know,
I'm just telling you like it is. But, no, it's, you know.
And did you know, going back again to the gluten thing, that even it's in the oddest places like ice cream, a person would need to flip over their label, you know, flip mm-hmm. over the ice cream right. container and make sure there's not a single thing in there that, you know, has right. gluten. Right. Now with the new labeling laws, right, like with all these new things that are out there, sometimes it's really quick and easy. You know, you can just flip it over, and if it says contains gluten or contains wheat,
right.
you just put it back.
Right.
But again, it's tough. You got to even look in the – did you know sometimes even what's it called? Lipstick and Play-Doh and stuff like that, you know, like weird things have gluten in it. So if you were a child with gluten sensitivities – a two-year-old or something, you wouldn't want to play with Play-Doh because,
right,
oops,
right.
You know,
wow, didn't know that. You know,
or lipstick.
Well, I don't wear lipstick, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
But, the people who do, women who do, it's, you know, that could be.
Because what keeps lipstick together? Some sort of thickener, right? Some sort of thickening
something
agent.
Has to keep it together.
And it has to be natural,
right.
You know.
All right. If you're taking gluten out of your diet mm-hmm. or for as much as you can,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
do you have something to substitute it?
Absolutely. My favorite, because it's my favorite food in the whole world, is to recommend potatoes. I love potatoes. So anyway, gluten, right, it's in the wheat, so it's a starch, right? So you just need to find other grains and other starch products to replace it. So, you know, you've heard of quinoa, right?
Right.
I don't know if you like it or not.
No, but that's, I've heard of it.
Somebody in your family has brought it in, right? Your daughter or daughter-in-law. So quinoa would be something you could use. You could use arrowroot, you know, amaranth. A lot of they're not new grains. New to us because we're not used to them.
Right.
They've been
right.
around for centuries. But potatoes and rice are the two most common. So when you find a gluten-free bread, I bet you it's made out of potato flour or rice flour. Hmm. Or when you find a gluten-free cracker, you know, there's a certain company I like that they use rice, you know, as the main ingredient.
All right. You take potato.
Mm-hmm.
You're not talking about French fries or...
Right, no. A baked potato.
Yeah.
You know, maybe a sliced potato baked in the oven to make homemade French fries.
Okay.
Right? And I'm glad you brought that up. The word French fries just made me think. That would be... Okay, so let's say we wanted to go on a gluten-free diet to just lose weight. Right? But I go ahead and eat too much of anything, I'm not going to lose weight. So if I ate, you know, a pound of pasta before, and now I eat a pound of potatoes, the calories are still too many.
Exactly.
So even if I was gluten-free now, I might not lose weight unless I'm cutting back on the amount I'm eating anyway. So always going back to what your doctor said, just eat less and, you know,
right,
you'll
right.
lose the weight.
And exercise, you know.
Yes. Oh, we should talk about that more. Yeah.
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 Well.
Have your doctor been mentioning that?
Yeah. Well, I do exercise.
And you do.
I go to the gym. So,
good for you. Yeah.
You know, I try to make it 3 times a week.
Good.
Sometimes 4, but most of the time 3.
Awesome.
You
awesome.
Know? And, but, you know, it's, I enjoy doing it. It's, you know, I enjoy the gym.
The social
I have
aspect,
to force
right?
myself to get there sometimes. Mm-hmm. But once I'm there, I'm fine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just getting there, you know?
Yeah.
Because my wife has got a honey-do list that reaches from here to St. Louis.
Okay.
And,
you know. And that can be considered activity.
Oh, that's exercise, too, with some of the things she has on it.
Right,
you know?
Right,
but,
right.
But, you know, seriously, it, you know, obviously we have our house and stuff, so there's mm-hmm. things that, you know, have to be done,
mm-hmm.
Et cetera, but, you know. But I enjoy going to the gym because I know people there and we talk and, you know.
Yeah. It's almost like a relaxation to some people, you
right.
know, you get to do your own little thing, you exercise, you feel proud, and you just got to watch your favorite show on TV, or you got to talk to some of your buddies
right.
At the gym.
Exactly. You know.
Good, good.
Yeah. And there's a woman who at the hospital who, I'm not sure if the boy she helps volunteer is autistic or what, but they volunteer, and I know he comes in on a Friday. I don't know if he comes more than once, but I know he's on Friday. So I always see her, and she goes to the same gym as I do. So, you know, a lot of times she's there, and she's, oh, here's your bike. It's, you know, right here. I saved it for you, you know.
It's a routine.
You know, exactly.
It's good.
You know.
It's good. And, do you know, though, we're supposed to be doing exercise daily? I mean, the minimum the minimum we should all get is three. I'm lucky if I get the three, but we should be getting it every day. Think about how active and what we did 100 years ago. You know, there was no option.
Well, but look at the difference in then and now, you know.
I know.
And, you know, a lot of times jobs just, you know.
Almost everybody had a job that required movement.
Right.
And now,
it's all like, you know, the only movement you have is your car going back and forth to work, you know.
Right.
Or you're sitting at a desk or unless you're a laborer or something like that. But, you know, if you're an office person, male or female, you know, you're nine times out of ten, you're sitting at a desk. And, you know, you're not getting anything.
Yeah, our jobs are.
And now a lot of them are wearing those.
Fitbit?
Fitbits, I couldn't think of the name of it, but count your steps and stuff, you know. You know.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got my wife's to-do list from here to St. Louis, and you work on that, and you can. You know, and
plenty of exercise.
And you have plenty of exercise, and then you go to the gym, you know, so.
Good.
You know, but.
I'm proud of you for being able to keep it in that pre-diabetic range for that many years.
Well, yeah, I just, you know, I just don't feel diabetic, you know.
Good.
Well, it's just like I never felt the AFib, and they couldn't believe that I never felt it. And the cardiologist, and I happened to be in, you know, they put me in the ER. Because I went for a colonoscopy and they put all these machines on me, you know, and they, don't you feel this?
Oh.
Don't you feel that? I don't know what you're talking about. I don't feel anything.
By accident.
Yeah.
Wow.
So after the colonoscopy, they put me down in the ER, and the cardiologist who I go to now for a couple of years was in there seeing a patient of his that was in the ER.
Yeah.
So they called him over. And, he says, you don't feel it? I says, no.
Right.
He says, okay. He says, some people don't.
Right.
You know, he says, most people do, but he says, there are some that don't.
Yeah.
I says, well, is that good or bad? He says, well, it depends how you look at it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
He
right.
says, it's good in some ways and bad in others, you know.
Right.
So he says, you have to do this, this, and this. And I said, okay, fine. You know, I'll do it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And, but, you know, I still don't feel it. You know?
Right. And you know what? This kind of ties in with, like, you not feeling it. It can tie in with the diabetes. It can tie in with gluten, like our topic for this week. Plenty of people who have gluten intolerance don't even feel it. You know, I think I read recently, it's probably, actually that was a while back I read it, so it could be even higher. Over 4 million people in the U.S. have it, but less than half are diagnosed with celiac disease. I think nowadays more and more doctors are trying to get the blood work. The first step you get is blood work.
So, right.
Hey, doc, you know, I don't feel well. You know, these are my symptoms. And maybe the doctor will just check for celiac.
It's, you know, it's amazing that they have come so far, though, with all the tests and blood work and everything, you know. How would you determine in the last 5 minutes that we have? How would you determine if someone is, you know, determines if someone is going to try gluten-free, that that you would recommend them try it? How would that work?
Oh, yeah. So most of the time they already come to us already diagnosed. Like they went to their primary care doctor and the gastroenterologist told them they need to be on gluten-free. But we have met some that say, hey, you know, I don't feel right. You know, every time I eat pasta, I don't feel right. Or every time I eat cereal, I don't feel right. It doesn't hurt to say, well, or I mean, it doesn't hurt to try a gluten-free diet. But again, the right, you know, balanced way.
Right.
And if you start feeling better, okay, then, you know, we're going to have oatmeal instead of, you know, Cheerios every morning. Actually, Cheerios now has been, you know, some of the boxes are gluten-free.
I happen to like Cheerios. Honey Nut Cheerios.
Right, right. So it all depends on the person. If they have a lot of symptoms, if they're complaining about certain type of gastrointestinal problems, we quickly say you need to go meet with your family doctor, or if you already have a specialist, you gotta go meet with them. These will probably be the guidelines, you know, they'll recommend, and they come back. Usually, it's after they've met the doctor. That they'll come back and they'll say, okay, this is the diet that I have to go on. But if it's just for weight loss, we'll sit down with you and write out a whole week's worth of ideas, or give you a printed out, you know, meal plan with gluten free stuff on it too.
In someone like my age group,
very young, very young.
Yeah, right. who are on Medicare?
Mm-hmm.
Does that cover some of it or not?
Unfortunately, Medicare has very strict policies, very strict guidelines with everything, I guess, but especially with nutrition. They only cover diabetes, kidney disease, and there might be a new one. I apologize. I forget that. I just remember seeing an email that says Medicare will start covering some sort of obesity, you know, counseling, but... but it is very tricky.
Pre-diabetic?
Right, no, right. That's the part that we're hoping. Most other insurances do, but Medicare has been pretty stringent. Diabetes, they'll cover 100%, you know, and kidney disease, 100%. I guess because those are the most prevalent and the most, concerning.
Right.
I wonder why they don't do cardiac. That's interesting.
I don't know.
But
that
anyway,
would make,
Medicare
know.
Is tough. But again, you call us, and we would, you know, help you out figuring it out at least.
All right, that's my next thing. If they wanted to schedule an appointment, somebody wanted to schedule an appointment, how would they go about that?
So my favorite way is just giving the phone number.
Okay,
right? That's
the easiest.
908-237-6920. So that's 237-6920. All right. Then also go into the 100.
Would that reach you, or would that reach
that would
your reception?
That would reach the front desk. That's a front desk. And you could say, hey, I want to – well, they'll give you the information about insurance. But if you want to talk to me personally, you could say, I want to talk to Velta.
Okay.
Or I want to talk to any of the dietitians that are working today. We have diabetes nurses. We can answer questions on the phone about, you know, your issues, you know, briefly. Diabetes nurses could definitely do that. We teach classes for diabetes, pre-diabetes too. So let's say Medicare doesn't cover pre-diabetes. You could come to our pre-diabetes class, and it's like a less than $100 for the whole class. Mm-hmm. And that's because Medicare isn't covering it right now.
You know, it's amazing because it's like I was in the hospital in the medical center, and they said, oh, you're diabetic. And I said, no, I'm pre-diabetic. Now you're diabetic.
Oh, yeah.
So they listed me as diabetic and... gave me the diabetic food and
stuff like that.
Right,
meal plan, right? Meal plan.
Well, you know, it's just they didn't accept pre-diabetic.
Right. You know? Maybe your lab value was just temporarily a little off. I mean, it's something to bring it up with your family guy, right?
Know.
You know?
Yeah, just still pre-diabetic according to him. So.
Good, okay. And then the other way is to go to the 100 Healthcare System website.
Okay.
And look under services. The website's been revised in the last year or so, mm-hmm. and it's really easy. You just hit services, you hit nutrition, or you hit diabetes, you know, the buttons.
Right.
And you can quickly go to our website. And there, again, you'll find our phone number. You can see pictures of all of us, you know.
That's not a bad thing. I mean, come on.
And there's information about all the classes we give. We talk to... and, you know, pregnant ladies with diabetes, we talk to children, mm-hmm. we even talk to multicultural people that can't speak English. You know, we've got a special translating system that we use.
Right. Well, as usual, I can't tell you.
Running out.
Time ran out, actually. Velta, it's always so much fun talking
to you.
It's, you know, it's so easy. Like I said, we're due.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
And I know you'll come back.
I will. I'm the nutritionist that keeps coming back.
That's right.
Can't get rid of me.
But if anybody wants to make an appointment or, you know, reach, it's 908-237-6920.
That's right.
That's 237-6920. You get the front desk, and you can ask for Velta if you want, or you can just talk to the receptionist.
Yeah.
And we will be back again next week, folks. So, you know, keep healthy. We'll see you again next week.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges.
Obamacare to collapse and let the Democrats take the blame.
When it breaks, and it's going to break, they will come back to us.
I'm Chris Barnes.
Reports of one person dead after a residential rehab center fire in Oakland, California. An Oakland Fire Department spokesman said they had to pull out their firefighters because of the flames' intensity.
Heavy fire on the second and third floors, and it was spread throughout the building, so we couldn't make the progress like we wanted to, so then we pulled our firefighters out to go defensive.
You're listening to USA Radio. News.
Mental health.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. You know what doesn't make sense? If a car is called a horseless carriage, why isn't a motorcycle called a horseless horse? Maybe it would just be adding insult to injury for the out-of-work horses.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings.